If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's like dogs and cats living together. Yeah, dogs and cats will be everywhere inside the bank today. Yes, today is rescue day.
Okay.
Today is rescue day in the bank. And so they have dogs and cats in for rescue. So Shin Daddy's in charge of like of finding an adoption policy. Yeah, for everyone like that. So dogs and cats that are homeless, basically, have been brought in. They're in the bank. So when you come in, you get a chance to select a dog or a cat to take home with you as an adoption. It's like dogs and cats are living together. So they're all together in one big... Right now, there's about 100 in there.
Yeah, is there?
About 100.
Already.
Already. About 50 cats and 50 dogs are all in
there. Getting loud, probably.
And the thing is, like that, they were low on... they're really low on cages, so they're just free range right now, just kind of cruising around. So when you walk in, there'd be a lot of things going on. Might have a cat rubbing up on your leg a little bit there. Yeah.
So the cat had trouble finding enough cages.
Yeah, so Shinny just brought them all into the bank last night. Brought them in last night.
You know what's next for Shinny. You know what's next for Shindy. 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes.
How would they not contact him?
It would be not.
I mean, that's amazing.
There's got to be a feature.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
There's got to be a feature in Creighton, Nebraska.
He's probably just turned it down. He doesn't want the attention.
I don't have time for 60 Minutes.
He wants the attention on the bank, not on him.
Just hearing that clock.
He's a simple man behind the scenes.
Just hear the clock ticking. The tick, tick, tick,
and
tick,
see Shindy sitting there.
Shindy's sitting there.
Being interviewed by who, Schaefer?
Oh,
I don't know who is it? Maury.
I mean, it was Mike Wallace Pelly? Forever, right?
Yeah.
Mike Wallace.
It was Mike
interviewing
Wallace
Shindy.
That was like
60 Minutes.
That countdown is like one of the sounds of Sunday football for me. Because you'd be getting towards the end of that late afternoon game. You'd come back from commercial and you would hear that and you just knew that you were watching a football
game. How about the fact that they go to the stopwatch every time? They show the stopwatch.
Yeah. Yep, they do.
The exact same stopwatch for the last whatever.
It is incredible branding.
Years. Yeah.
My dad watched 60 Minutes every single. Yeah. It was like appointment viewing for him.
Our
and
dad.
Also, yeah. And also, it was shown in its entirety. So if the game ran a little late, and all of a sudden, if the game ran to 60, whatever, it was in its entirety, you're going to catch all of it.
Anything after is preempted or pushed back.
Yes,
or
like whatever. That, you were not going to jack with 60
to
Minutes.
To me, it made my stomach hurt because it was like a ticking toward the next school day.
Monday.
Yes,
Monday's coming.
Yeah, there was a feeling of like, yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Doom.
Doom.
Some doom.
The ticker of doom.
Well, hey, who's with us today?
Thanks, Midwest Bank. We are joined in studio as we are every Thursday by Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports.
24/7.
His hour sponsored by Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau. Please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions or needs. Schaefer, how are you today?
I am. I'm doing well.
You're rocking the Vikings pullover today for the draft.
What selection are they?
They're number 24.
What do they need? What do you want?
24.
What are you getting here, Schaefer?
I think they'll probably end up just trading down to accumulate more draft capital. They only have 4 picks in the entire draft. Yeah. So unless there's a starting caliber left guard right there at 24, I would imagine they will just kind of try to move down, get more picks, and take advantage of the depth of the draft rather than the high end of it.
There was some rumors of a potential reunion with Kirk Cousins yesterday for the Vikings. Yeah. Would you be down with that?
Yeah, I mean... I would be interested pending cost of it. I don't see them actually doing this though.
I don't either.
With you have JJ McCarthy, they've turned down every other option. I just think they want to find a veteran that can be there alongside of it. There's too much baggage with Kirk Cousins.
Okay, let's get to the good stuff here. Jake did a good job on the rundown with questions for Schaefer.
All right.
Read my question.
I'm going to read it. Bill, we need to give this voice more often. Jake does a good job on this.
He does a great job.
After weeks of lack of clarity, Mike, we finally know what's going to happen Saturday at the, we'll call it the Husker Games / Spring Game. Are you satisfied with the itinerary of the day, or more frustrated that it took this long to figure out? Where do you stand?
I am very curious how they feel how this all went over there. You know, from rollout to just the random throwing in from Matt Rhule last week at his press conference that they were going to do something with live periods and all of that. So I'd be fascinated how they feel about it, because essentially they lost money relative to what you would normally have of a spring game, but you're still going to kind of have an actual spring. Like they could have made this work, I think, in a slightly different way. But I mean, overall, I'm curious how it's going to play out. I'm curious who's actually involved in the live periods on Saturday. Like,
yeah, you don't know for sure.
I can imagine that people will be suited up, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be out there doing things. I think we're going to see people at different positions to try to highlight their versatility as they go into the portal. So, I'm intrigued by how it sort of looks. I don't anticipate there's going to be a lot of like big takeaways about how you feel about the 2025 team based
not on the 2025 team, but you might have takeaways on guys that are important, like for instance, TJ Lateef.
Yeah, because he's going to have an opportunity to kind of work with the deeper part of the team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard he had good practice on Tuesday, and that people have been pretty excited about how things have looked for him this spring. It's funny, you think about it. Normally you have a freshman on campus as an early enrollee. We're hearing about that at some point, but it's been relatively quiet because you know who your quarterback is. There's all these other conversations, but it does sound like it's going well for TJ this spring.
How about Mekhi Nelson? Do you think we'll see Mekhi Nelson?
See, that I'm not sure on. Like, if you have guys that are banged up at all, like, do you want to run more running backs out there and risk injury?
The reason you ask, or anybody would ask, is because Rhule said it's second and third teamers. Mm-hmm. Mekhi Nelson is a second. Yep. He's a third team running back.
Yeah.
So by definition, you'd think you might see him.
Yeah.
You're going to see Connor Booth.
You'll see Booth. You'll see Kenneth Williams. I mean, I would imagine you'll see some Mekhi. I just don't know what to expect in terms of volume reps. I mean, I think there's going to be guys that are lined up at running back that were never going to play running back in Nebraska, because as they go into the portal, they're just adding that to their kind of resume. Mm-hmm. So I just think Saturday is going to be really unique. And it's just going to be hard for me to take much from it that matters towards the upcoming season.
I wonder what the discussion will be today there with the judge coming back and saying that we will not settle the settlement.
Okay,
we will
not do this. Help me with this. Please outline it in clear terms.
That now it's off the table, that the 105 is the hard number.
The
judge says, I will not sign off on this until the NCAA comes up with a better plan not eliminate positions, meaning that people, that it would be a slow diminish of numbers.
Okay.
And so that is the one thing. And right now, they basically, the NCAA has to agree to that. They have to say, okay, if not, it's not, it's getting shut down. And that would just set everything way back. If also it's off the table, according to what I read yesterday, was she just said, we will not discuss this. It's off the table unless you come back with a better plan for the reduction of numbers.
So now what happens? The lawyers have to get together and say, okay, now we got to figure this out.
I'm sure there's something that they said with their grandfathered in. It causes a lot of issues on the other side too. When you've had this in your head that this is what everyone's doing, and then now you don't, because now all of a sudden, yeah, remember now with this retention comes money out of your pocket.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden you, instead of having 105 on your team and you have 125 on your team, you pay for everybody. When you're in all sports, everyone that, okay, they're not going to be gone. That means we have to have a budget for them. And oh, by the way, we're going to take $20.5 million out of your budget to pay players. Now we have to, so that causes an issue on the other side too. It's not just Do people want to see opportunities for athletes diminish? No, but there was a plan for this.
God, this gets... It gets mind-numbing, the back and forth.
So there's a really good chance now, when the discussion was, this is the one time for them to, you know, that when this is over, Saturday's over, that there's maybe 25 players that no longer or more don't have a spot anymore. That's right now.
Now that's not the case.
That's not the case.
So as of so people, I it's really challenging, I know, for fans to follow along. Last week it's going to be a hard 105.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was last week. That's kind of why Rule went to this format. Now, once again, it's changed. It hasn't changed. It's just that the judge is now saying...
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The judge came back right away and said, don't like it. The NCAA said, too late. We're too far down this rabbit
now
hole.
Now what?
And so we're pushing forward the hard 105. So everyone was in agreement, okay, that's going to happen. And now it's not.
Right.
And they have to agree to it.
It's confusing.
And they have to, because if they the NCAA, decides, no, it's 105, then she just says, we're not settling the case. That means there is no payment. There's no $20.5 million. There's no... Everything goes.
They have to agree.
So they have to agree. They have to see the light and make this happen.
Yeah. Okay.
So this would be so infuriating to be trying to operate in the recruiting space or to plan. Like, I mean, if you're planning, and we're talking about teams where you have players that are just getting here that are going to be in Nebraska up until like 2020, potentially could be in Nebraska up to, like, you have all these wide ranging outcomes and plans, and it is so layered, and it's just the game is being made up as we're going along.
Right.
That has to be so incredibly frustrating.
Especially for somebody running the program.
Right, and then you have guys coming, like Jordan Campbell, a four-star linebacker, is coming in this weekend, Miami commitment. You're Matt Rule. You have no idea what this looks like to talk to him about NIL.
Unwieldy.
And you have to be able to talk about NIL in order to recruit right now. So the absolute lack of guidelines and what that is doing to people as they're just trying to do their job right now is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jacob Campbell was the scoop, a four-star linebacker.
Jordan Campbell, four-star linebacker. Yeah. I confirmed with him last night. He's coming out this weekend. He was here for the Elite Day in February, and I think the big thing is trying to get it locked up for an official visit in June.
Regarding other potential players Nebraska's interested in, Charmar Brown, a running back from North Dakota State, from Omaha. We know there's been interest in both sides. Where does it stand right now as the portal closes tomorrow?
Yeah, he is on his way. He might already be in Lincoln.
Visit today.
He's here to check out Nebraska, meet with Nebraska. I think each side kind of has to feel each other out as to what they would want out of this. And I think there's definite interest from both of them, but as to what level, and can Nebraska match what the interest looks like from Miami and from Cal? And certainly, are they willing to match the NIL? Because I don't think that they will be. So it's a very unique situation where you have a guy that locally you're familiar with, went and had nice success at the FCS level, plays a position where you could use an addition, but also plays a position where you're not going to break the bank to go get that addition. So it's a unique circumstance. We'll see how it all goes.
I wonder, is there anything would a factor be just staying close to home? He's single parent, mom works in Omaha, mom could watch him play 9 games here. good luck going to Cal every weekend.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, that's part of the reality of what goes on in some of these decisions. And so we'll certainly see if that's how it goes. I know from him, some of it, at least earlier in the week, was he wasn't hearing from anyone in Nebraska. So, like, he might be there today. Where their starting point is and where Miami and Cal and Kansas State and relationships that have already been built and effort that's already been put in, totally different place. Nebraska can make that ground up, but they are starting from, I mean, the starting gun went off and they didn't begin the race. So that's, there's some things that have to be made up there, I suspect. But it doesn't mean that it can't be. It just, I think, makes it a little bit harder for the hometown angle to play out because I just don't know that the interest was there at the beginning.
Then say they land Charmore Brown. Then what is your vision for where he fits in the picture?
I would think that they view him similar to Quentin Ives as the contrasting style running back to Emmett Johnson and then to Mekhi Nelson. I think one of the reasons that Brown is intriguing is that he's bigger. Yep. He can be a short yardage kind of running back. But and it's not that he doesn't have the ability to hit a home run here or there, but he's not going to blow you away with speed. Mm-mm. He's going to move the pile, get it forward. And we don't know what Quentin Ives is. I mean, production-wise, we've seen what Charmar Brown can do at the FCS level in the best conference there, but it would be another addition to a room that I think it would be very helpful. I'm just kind of skeptical it all comes off.
Really?
Yeah.
Schaaf, question for you. Nebraska was known for being probably the best spring game going in the country. Yep. If they weren't, if they're one or two or whatever, but they're probably the best. And with those situations, that allowed for even official visitor. I mean, it was a big, big recruiting weekend because it was something that was beyond unique to go to a place like and see that many people, that much energy, all the things going on. Where do you think that's? Is that a big piece that is missing that hurts not having that opportunity? Because I know that the head coach mentioned that there's really no recruiting, but very little recruiting going on this weekend in comparison to last year. I believe there was eight officials in or eight. I mean, it was a big deal.
Well, and some of those officials just happened to be guys like Cortez Mills, and Dawson Merritt, who you ended up not getting their commitment right away, but that official helped set the groundwork to get them back for the Colorado game to kind of, you know. I mean, that as a recruiting thing was huge. It was always huge. I mean, you would hear just covering it about guys who came as sophomores that maybe weren't names that I was aware of at that point in time, but Nebraska had done the research and were getting them in early and building that relationship. And so it was a big jumping off point, and not having that changes how they have to do recruiting. They have to kind of create their own events or do it differently than having that sort of peak event that you would have for the spring game. I also think, though, that kind of helps because this NIL thing, if this settlement isn't reached, Nebraska has to sort of mentally redo how they want to recruit the 2026 class. Because they haven't really been able to have full NIL discussions because you don't know if you're going to be part of this $20.5 million. You don't know if it's going to be all collectives. Yeah. You don't know what financially is already committed. Like when Matt Rhule stood up a few weeks ago and basically said that he's trying to not have to go back and tell someone that what he said isn't going to happen. You can't commit to financial promises if you don't know where that money's coming from.
Jeez, what a mess.
It's the conversation about, the guys at the end of the roster. It's also a conversation about what the future of college football looks like and who's going to help decide that. Is it going to be outside money? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the settlement? Like, there's a lot.
There's a missing piece that is hard to create when you come on campus in May and June or June for official visits in comparison to what it is like to come to a spring game.
Yeah.
The old spring game when you have, because that was a big giant event. You could say nobody else is like this. And I've always said before, too, the number one thing Nebraska has going for in recruiting, besides the NIL package, now I understand, is game day. Mm-hmm. That's where they're different than everyone else. Yep. It's like, this is incredible. And the spring game was even probably more incredible to say, look what's going on here. This is a spring game. And look what's going on. I mean, if you're this intrigues me. And so I think that is tough on assistant coaches. It's tough on everyone when you don't have that to try to get.
Right.
And like you said, it's not so much official. It's like, how many people can we get here that are freshmen, sophomores? Like, hey, you're coming on your own. Boom, you get them here.
I mean, the visit list would be nearing 100.
It'd be in the hundreds. Yeah. It would be in the hundreds.
Okay, here's a question. Is the matter becoming moot? Is spring football essentially going to go away?
It'll be a while before they make some adjustments if it ever gets to OTAs and smaller things.
That's what I'm talking about.
Eventually, there's probably going to be some of that happens. But I can remember just being part of spring games. Even I was only like one here. Literally, I think we left the building at 11 o'clock that night.
And
players stuck around. They were trying to talk to different people. Everyone was, I mean, it was because you had them on campus.
Yeah.
And you know why they stuck around? Because they had a great day. And so you would, is it huge down the road? I don't know. But all I know is that
spring.
That you said it, Steve. You go, that's Nebraska had the best thing going. It had the players, it had the walk-on program, and it had the best spring game in the country.
Yeah.
And so, but those are diminished everywhere.
Maybe you can show them past spring games.
Show some replays. It says 2007. Look how awesome this one. Incredible spring
Check
game.
Check this one out. Frosty's first year.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. More next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.